Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Ah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida, and WQAM has your chance to win tickets to travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and more than 100 performers for your chance to win. Go to WQAM.com. on the contest page and register to win those tickets to the Renaissance Festival. All hail Lord of the Burnering, Jennifer Figueroa, as she steps to the mic for Rats Off a Ship.
That's a beautiful introduction, Tobin. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
or should I say Sir Tobin?
Oh, I couldn't take that honor. It's too much. Too much. Sir Froggiest, the Froggiest.
I'm actually going to be going to the Renaissance Festival.
Are you really?
I have a friend who's doing the videography for them, so I'm going to get me a turkey leg. Leroy, the way you were selling them, I'm going to bring my mustard.
You got to do like tailgate interviews of people dressed as knights?
You know, that's actually not a bad idea.
I think you should, for sure.
Get their takes on the Miami Heat.
Yeah, I will. I'll travel back in time to the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, and I'll ask everybody there.
What does thou think of Andrew Wiggins?
Stolen McRib asks a very good question. Does the court gesture get called sir?
No.
No way, dude.
Okay. I don't know. I just said that.
No. He gets, all right. He gets told to fix it.
That's true.
All right, for number one.
Mm.
We have Hard Knocks offseason. It's getting canceled.
What?
Apparently the NFL...
Because it almost got a GM fired.
They cannot convince any team to do it.
I can't be more rats off a ship on this. Like, look, I know you guys don't like Hard Knocks as much as I like Hard Knocks.
Rats off a ship.
This was my favorite Hard Knocks ever. I loved offseason Hard Knocks.
Because of the whole Saquon thing.
I loved it. I loved it when it was happening. I thought it was fascinating television. And I got to be honest with you, if I'm an owner, I know that people don't like that. If I'm an owner and I have questions, I would love, like if I'm Stephen Ross, truly, truly, and I got questions, about how my guys are handling things, I would love to see how Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel are going to handle this offseason. So I could not be more rats off a ship on this show getting canceled. It was excellent television, and that dude should have been fired because it was very clear he was a boob.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm rats off a ship on all of this stuff. So I go into it with that. However,
you're saying you're rats off a ship because you don't really care for the show, right?
I don't care for the show. Right.
So yeah, then you're not rats
off a ship.
Okay, I'm not rats off a ship. Huh. So, but here's the deal. In one of the most incredible television moments you have an owner. Being a little skeptical about letting a player walk, the GM convincing him it's okay, and that player going on to win a Super Bowl and run for more yards in the course of a year than any other person in the history of the NFL, playoffs included.
Ooh.
And I would say the fact that that guy still has his job means that we can never do that show again, because the only result could be somebody getting fired.
I'm telling you, though, I feel like if I'm an owner and I have questions, right? Like,
oh, so you can get the behind the scenes on your own organization?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You think, wait, do you think after what happened last year that GM's going to be a little more careful with how they go about stuff?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, probably. But if it's on television, like, all right, well, be forewarned. Don't do dumb stuff.
Okay. Wow. Is there a trade that we can think of? Or a player walking? That would be equivalent to Christian Wilkins walking and the Raiders winning the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if there was ever a situation that I can think of where a player walked for nothing because you couldn't pay him or didn't want to pay him. And then he went on to have more success than he ever had in your organization. Because it seemed like that's the dude you want to start the process with.
For sure.
Right. For sure. Somebody said Wes Welker.
Wes Welker was a trade with the Dolphins lost.
There was some trickery behind that. You know what the trickery was? Mm. If Wes Welker played, and because he was tagged. I think Wes Welker was tagged. And there was verbiage in his contract that if he played X amount of games in the state of Florida, he got a $5 million bonus. Which meant the Dolphins weren't going to match it because he would play at least 8. So that's how the verbiage of the contract is what did that. It wasn't a situation where the Dolphins actually said, no, we're not matching it. They could.
It's still not, even with Wes Welker, though, it's still not in the same realm as Wes Welker, as Saquon. Right. Because they did. I don't think Wes Welker ever won a Super Bowl. I think that he was in the losses.
Let's see. Drew Brees. Drew Brees is a good one, but that's because they drafted a quarterback that is going to be a Hall of Famer also.
Yeah, Drew Brees is a good one.
Somebody said Jalen Ramsey, but no.
Peyton Manning got to 2 Super Bowls, but they went with Andrew Luck. Like, you knew why they were going in that direction.
Right. So those situations, there is a legitimate, like, reason as to why they did it. Guy getting older, we have a high pick in the draft. Gonna get the replacement. And in those cases, it worked out.
Where are your rats, Jennifer, on Hard Knocks in off season getting canceled?
I'm with you. I'm rats off a shit. I actually do enjoy watching
rats off a shit.
It's really fascinating.
You know, things that we don't actually hear every day, like you get to hear, like you get to see what's happening, you know?
It's better than the training camp. It's like they've done it so many times, we get it. It's like, hey, here's da-da-da-da. And then there's the rookies who are trying to make the team, and you know, then there's the quarterback episode. Like, this was, it was different. It was a different Hard Knocks, and it was great television. Froggy,
man, you just made me flip sides there with your explanation and clarification, because there's like 45 different Hard Knocks right now. Is there not? There's like off season.
I didn't watch, and I didn't watch a lick of the in season one with the division. I didn't watch one episode.
For sure. When this point was initially brought up, I thought the one that you just described, the training camp, the quarterback, blah, 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 I thought that one was getting removed. Now that I find out it's the off season one, I'm okay. I'm okay with it going. There's too many Hard Knocks, in my opinion. Just give me the original.
Yeah, in season.
I think, you want to know what I think? I think they should pay the teams and you should do a whole season. Like off season to end season.
Like so all of them?
No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You so say if they did the Giants offseason,
yep.
I think they should go the regular season and see how they all put it together.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? Like the conclusion. So you can talk a lot during the season and you have these conversations about certain players or whatever, but I would like to be in there when they figure out this Daniel Jones sucks. We got to let him go. I want to be, you know, when you see Saquon running for 2,000 yards, that's why I want to be in there.
That would be great if we got the follow-up vids. What else we got, JFig?
Well, we have Tyler Hero winning the three-point contest. He is up against Damian Lillard, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Darius Garland, Buddy Hield, Cameron Johnson, and Norman Powell.
Big field. I'm not rats off a ship.
Buddy Hield's good on this.
Buddy Hield's good. I believe Damian Lillard is going for a three-peat, is he not? Or at least his third win. So
you know what sucks? It sucks that this is a moot point because Steph ain't in it, right?
Yeah. Well, he's not, I think he might be doing something similar like he did with Sabrina Ionescu, where I think he's doing some kind of challenge like that. But because it is in San Francisco, you would think you would want the hometown guy in it.
Right. Right.
But
they put Buddy Hield in it.
Yeah, but like, you know, respectfully.
You can I just say you
what?
Know, not know that you use respectfully. No
getting
disrespect.
That message on my phone.
You use 17 versions of respect without ever giving respect.
I didn't see you stop texting it when Khalil Ware does anything good.
That's a whole different. Now why you have to go there? You know that's our thing because you know how we feel about Khalil and tall time, and you have to go out there and throw. See, no, Marcos, he has been on one today. He's been lashing out all day.
Ridiculous.
You have been. You attacked me 2 minutes into the show for no reason.
It's just like him.
Yeah, that's why they call him, with all due respect, Tobes. Which might be the funniest thing. He said, you know what they call me? And then Tommy goes, they don't. Nobody calls you that.
Where are your rats with this? I'm not rats off a ship. I think he can win. I think he did not have a good showing the first time he did this. This is a different boy wonder. So I'm not rats off a ship. I think it's possible, and I may throw a little chili pepper on it. I got to see what the odds are.
Yeah, I'm not rats off a ship either. I think, to be honest with you, I think Tyler needs this to get his confidence back, to get his mojo back. Mm. So his preparation for it, if he goes out and does well in it, then I think coming back after the All-Star break, he's going to be good to go.
His odds right now are 5-1. He's a little over 5-1. He's plus 550.
Who's got the longest odds?
Cade.
Yep.
Cade's plus 1,100. Cam Johnson's some value there. He's a great shooter. Plus 900. Jalen Brunson at plus 750. Darius Garland plus 600. Norman Powell and Tyler Herro each plus 550. Buddy Hield is plus 480. And then Dame is the favorite at plus 360.
Okay.
And obviously Dame an Oakland guy too. So he's going to have a lot of pop there as well.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm not rats off a ship on Tyler.
I'm not rats off a ship. I think he's going to turn around.
Jennifer?
I'm also not rats off a ship. I feel like he has a chance.
Flyler Herro?
Unfortunately, no. I got Dame winning a three-peat.
Wow. Yeah,
just look, if you think about it, I know Steph Curry is the best shooter. Without Steph Curry, Dame Lillard's like right there. He really probably is the second best
shooter. The question was not whether you think he's going to win.
Who, Tyler?
And so you rats off a ship on Tyler Herro on 3-point contest.
Oh, I thought it like winning. I thought it was like, am I rats off a ship? I'm hitting winning. I mean, it's cool that he's doing it, but I don't think he's going to win. It's cool that he's doing it, though. I'm happy for him to be participating.
Right. You've been wrong on a lot of stuff lately, especially.
No, dude. No, that's the only thing that I seem to.
You're not that incredible right now. Scooby's not here.
Even Scooby said so.
Scooby's a Drake fan, though. He's told me this in private.
Give us one more, Jennifer.
Scooby's barking, but we have Sandy Alcantara finishing the year with the Marlins. How do we feel about that?
Wow.
Na 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 na. Hey, soon as that dude throw a strike, he gonna get traded.
I'm with you. I'm rats. I don't want that to happen. Obviously, I'd love Sandy to finish his career with the Marlins. He signed an extension with the Marlins. But I can see Peter Bendix and those glasses behind a bush right there at Jupiter. He's already writing the prospects. You know, like he's probably down at like Astros camp, touring the Astros prospects right now, thinking about who he can trade him for. So unfortunately, I'm rats off a ship on him finishing the year with the Marlins. I feel like as soon as they can get a big bite on the hook, they're trading his ass.
Somebody says, Karen S., Scooby just released a diss song called Bark Like Us.
He's still going at it, too. See?
Aggressive.
Pretty sure that he said Drake sucks and dog.
He's aggressive. Him and Kendrick.
He did. Actually, right now, he just went...
Scrappy little pups.
Kendrick Lamar is tiny, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's tiny.
He is.
Wears little bell-bottom jeans. Can't believe it.
But he's a little cutie patootie, like everyone's saying. I
just want to pinch his cheeks.
Look at the little I Kendrick. Do want to pinch his cheeks.
Kendrick's little angry. Look, he's angry. They not like us. They not like us.
Marcos...
It's his only move. His only move is to sing the
that's
song.
It, that's it. That's it. Wait, you know he has other hits, right?
But I wouldn't know. Not based off the Super Bowl.
He played 15 minutes worth of songs before he played They Not Seriously. Like Us.
But I could do that. Yeah, I could do that entire bit for you with Drake, too. Gatsby. Like it's so you do that with anybody's song. You can do that.
So true. It's so true.
Grow up.
Everybody, rats, Leroy for Sandy, sticking with the fish.
I mean, I'm rats off a ship. He's gone. As soon as that guy throws one bit of heat, like, God forbid, if he start that first week and he beat Skeen, or was it Screen or Skeen?
No, you got it, Skeen.
Out. They ain't going to pitch him again.
Jennifer?
I wouldn't want that to happen. So I'm just going to go ahead and be positive, saying not rats off the ship.
Okay. Nice. Hey, listen, I hope that is the case. What about you, Froggy?
I'd like to congratulate him on becoming a Dodger and winning the championship this year.
rats off the ship.
He's gone.
Dude. I mean, it seems like, but I would say this. It does seem like the Marlins are a farm system for New York.
Right? Oh yeah.
So like I don't know if that's gonna work out. Cause it always seems like whenever there's a big trade to be made with some money and prospects, the Marlins tend to go with the Yankees over anybody on the West Coast.
We'll take a break here on the show. Final hour coming on up. Back with more after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.